Government surveys indicate that nearly a quarter of American adults are functionally illiterate, meaning they cannot read or write well enough to deal with the everyday requirements of life or their job. One U.S. city has launched a new effort to raise awareness of the importance of literacy and help adults learn to read. Joe Buford runs his own painting company in Nashville, Tennessee. Before that, the 63-year-old spent 25 years at a shipping company. None of his coworkers knew he was hiding a serious problem.
Nobody there on the job knew that I couldn't read. I was shipping stuff all over everywhere, throughout Tennessee and out of state. But when I ran into something I didn't understand, I needed somebody to tell me something, I would call my wife at home and spell whatever it was that I needed to know, and she would tell me what it was.
Buford dropped out of high school and admits he wasn't focused on his education even before that. For years, he said, he hid his inability to read because he was ashamed.
I just felt like everybody else had went off and left me and looked like I was the only one in the United States that couldn't read. But 90% of my friends are college graduates, from doctors, school teachers, nurses, and it just always felt bad when I'd be in their midst. I just didn't feel worthy, you know.
But 6 years ago, he decided to face his fear and learn to read. He turned to the Nashville Adult Literacy Council for help.
I'm able to read my mail and to know what's coming in. I don't have to hide it anymore. And it just made me feel just really proud of myself, kind of opened up different doors for me.
It takes a very large act of courage on the part of our adult learners to come forward to ask for our help. Many times, of course, they think they're the only one with this problem.
Meg Nugent is executive director of the Nashville Adult Literacy Council. Volunteer tutors with the nonprofit group work individually with adult learners. Nugent says asking for that help requires overcoming years of shame and self-doubt.
We've had learners say, well, they didn't make the appointment, and instead they were driving around the block too scared to come in. We've actually had grown, burly men crying at the enrollment process just because they're so terrified. So there are many people out there that are still trying to cover it up. And, of course, we try to bring everyone that needs us, but it takes the adult coming to ask for the help. Otherwise, we don't know who they are.
Recently, she says, more adults are showing up at the Literacy Center.
We believe that the economy is making that happen. Basically, when people lose their jobs or have a job issue, that's one of the biggest reasons they come to enroll in our program, whereas maybe in the past they didn't feel they needed to or they weren't willing to come forward.
Illiteracy has become a serious economic problem, according to Howard Gentry, head of the Nashville Area Chamber of Commerce's Public Benefit Foundation. He points to a new study commissioned by a local retail company that calls for more attention to the issue.
1 in 8 Nashvillians over the age of 16, 52,000 Nashvillians cannot read. And then we have 63,000 of adults 25 years and over that don't have a high school diploma. So not only is it a quality of life issue for the individual, but it's also an economic development issue for the city and the region, because jobs require individuals to be literate. And over the next 10 years, the middle-level jobs that require a college education in Nashville, we're looking at over 22,000 jobs over the next 10 years. We're going to have almost a 2,200-person shortage to fill those middle-level jobs.
The Public Benefit Foundation is focused on finding solutions to socioeconomic problems like poverty, homelessness, and workforce development. Illiteracy, Gentry says, plays a role in all those problems. Despite the variety of groups providing adult literacy classes, he says a more comprehensive approach is needed for the training to be effective.
It would be great through a coordinated effort to be able to know which agencies and which organizations provide the literacy training for the different levels so that we can put people in their like circumstances. The other thing is that we have to make sure that we are accessible. We need to make sure that our services are on the bus lines so that people can easily find transportation to those agencies. We need to make sure that we provide the information they need. We need to provide childcare for those who have issues around having their children taken care of while they are being trained. So there's a lot of wraparound services.
By sharing their experiences, graduates of adult learning programs like Joe Buford are inspiring and encouraging others. Now a member of the Nashville Adult Literacy Council's board, Buford actively promotes adult education.
I know it takes a lot to admit when you have a problem of anything, but don't wait as long as I did. Start early, and it just changed everything in your life.
That's the first step, he says, towards self-improvement and more opportunities in work and life. I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.